Hello and welcome to Downtown. Hello and welcome to San Jose, California, for game one of a six-game series between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Monday evening baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Memorial Day Monday, as the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants renew their rivalry in game one of this six-game series, Monday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants. We're in San Jose, California in the South Bay as we get set for baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 26-18. On the other side, the San Jose Giants, they come in with a record of 26-18. Both teams the same record, both 3.5 games back, tied for second place in the California League North Division standings behind the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies and the Giants, it's been a back-and-forth season between the two. Fresno holds a 5-4 series lead, but the last time they were here in San Jose, they swept the San Jose Giants. The first time they had done so in a couple seasons, and the first time ever at this ballpark, as the Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways. Winners of their last two, including yesterday's walk-off win over the Visalia Rawhide, the Grizzlies winning 10-9. After an early 6-1 lead, the Grizzlies found themselves behind 8-6, scoring two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. But again, the Rawhide scoring another run. Fresno once again tying the game up, and this time they won it as Jason Hinchman, a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, gave the Grizzlies not only a series win over their Highway 99 foe, but they also have won two in a row, their most in a row, at home this season, and it was their third walk-off in 5 days. That's right, three walk-offs in 5 days. The Grizzlies now look to continue their momentum tonight against San Jose, who have been playing really good baseball. They just finished up their series in Lake Elsinore. San Jose, they were winners in last night's contest as well. As these two teams meet for game one of this six-game series. Tonight, a great pitching matchup, a pair of southpaws on the bump as the Grizzlies give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, a 1-2 record, a 3.48 ERA, while the Giants give the ball to left-hander Dylan Carmouche, a 1-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. And these two have actually faced one another in a matchup. Dylan Carmouche, he was actually the Tuesday and Sunday starter the last time these teams faced one another. So familiar faces for both of these squads this evening in Pacheco and Carmouche. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Brian Perez with translation from Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza, and we talked a little bit about Perez's background, which includes being the nephew of Edison Volquez, the MLB All-Star, no-hitter recipient, and World Series champion. We also talked about Perez's last couple of starts. He's been fantastic on the bump. He gets the ball on Wednesday for Fresno, and he joins us on the pregame show this evening. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Brian Perez. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies writing pitcher Brian Perez with translation from pitching coach Rolando Garza. Guys, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. And Brian Perez is here, our Wednesday starter, and he's excited to be here with the group.
So first question I have for you, Brian, tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
La primera pregunta es, ¿de dónde vienes? ¿De qué parte del mundo? ¿Y cómo y cuándo comenzó la pasión por este juego?
Yo soy soy Brian Perez, vengo de Dominica, República Dominicana. Mi pasión al béisbol es, yo comienzo a jugar béisbol desde los 4 años. Mi pasión es volver a mi tío, que es Billy. Y toda mi familia juega en béisbol, y por eso es mi pasión, siempre me ha gustado el béisbol.
Okay. Yeah, he's from the Dominican Republic. Growing up, he started to play baseball at 4, and a lot of the passion comes from his family. His uncle actually pitched 15 years in the big leagues, and just being around that, he just started to pick up the game. It's a baseball family.
So, of course, that's where your love started, with Edison Volquez, and that's an amazing person to have in your corner. So talk about then how many games you maybe watched of Edison's.
Y dice que es un increíble que tienes un tío, un familiar que es beisbolista. Edison Volquez es un veterano grande liga. ¿Cuántos juegos miraste en tu vida o cuántos lo miraste pichar en juegos en la grande liga?
Cada vez que le iba a pichar, yo siempre me sentaba a verlo con mi familia en la televisión y nos reuníamos en la familia a verlo siempre.
He said that every time his uncle pitched, it's actually his mother's brother. And he's the youngest of the family, Edison. And they would get together and make a family outing and eat and have a big event every time he pitched.
Oh, man, that sounds like so much fun. So you had probably a chance to watch the World Series, his no-hitter. So then, of course, it's going to help you join for your next step. So when did you know that you had a chance then to possibly go pro as well?
Que gran experiencia que tenía, tú miraste pichar en el Mundial, en su carrera, cada vez que estaba pichando. ¿Y cómo está el Edison, cómo te ayuda usted en tu camino, en tu carrera?
Edison Volquez me ha ayudado en todo. Para mí prácticamente es mi segundo padre, porque él siempre ha estado conmigo y me ha ayudado en todo lo que he necesitado. Siempre me da el apoyo. Cada vez que voy a pichar o algo, me pregunta si estoy ready, cómo me siento. Siempre está al tanto conmigo.
Yeah. Edison, he feels is almost like his second father. And also like has helped mentor him in pitching. He's constantly checking in on him. How's he doing as a person? How's he ready to go? And constantly, all the time, just giving him tutelage on all these insights that he gained in his 15-year career.
That's not fair. That's a disadvantage for everybody else around baseball when it comes to it. But when you came over to the United States, how hard was that process for you?
Que tenían eres en una cosa increíble porque otros pitchers no tienen familiar con experiencia grande liga. Y dice, cuando ya llegaste aquí del complejo de la Dominicana y comenzaste su carrera en los estados, ¿cómo tú sentiste eso? ¿Cómo era esa experiencia?
Me sentía feliz y extraño a la vez, porque como no estaba impuesto, el idioma también no era lo mismo, pero me sentía muy feliz y agradecido con Dios por estar aquí otro paso más adelante.
Yeah, he said when he came over here, he was happy and also missed home at the same time. And just getting accustomed to the culture, the language, being away from home, and just getting used to the United States lifestyle.
You really have gotten used to coming over to the United States. The numbers are outstanding, and you're continuing to put in great work. So talk about how this season has been so far for you.
Que siempre este año va positivo, los números están bien. El último con Salito Pichot es muy bien. ¿Cómo tú sientes cómo va este año en tu trabajo, en la temporada?
Va súper bien, agradecido con Dios. Y por lo que veo es uno de mis mejores años que estoy teniendo ahora. Y pichando mejor, nunca hubiera tirado 7 entradas y gracias a Dios ya la tiré.
He's very excited how the year's going. He's learning every day, but he's happy just to get the amount of innings he's got already, opposed to what he's had in the past. So he's very excited, and hopefully keep working, and with God, he'll stay healthy.
You know, the last two starts, you have reached over career high, 6 innings and then 7 innings. But the start I want to talk about is the one in Stockton. 12 punchouts. You were on something that day. Fantastic outing.
Que los últimos dos, cuando pichaste de abridor, saliste de 7 entradas y el otro 6. Pero él quería hablar cuando saliste en Stockton, ponchates, how many did you have?
12.
Ponchates 12. Explica cómo sentiste ese día y cómo lo miraste el juego.
Oh, a lo primero estaba un poquito como medio dudoso. Después puse mi cabeza en sitio. Yeah. Y nada, me volví un tiguerón ahí pichando y rompiendo con todo el que se parara en el plato.
That the play, the game started off a little bit off, but he started to get his groove and started to get the swing and miss and started to feel real comfortable as the game got on. And then the K's kind of added up, but he it was a good bounce back for him because it was a slow start.
Well, of course, we want to see what the future holds for you, but what can fans expect from you in the future?
Que los fanáticos en este juego, ¿qué pueden esperar usted cuando adelante de aquí de tu carrera?
Ve una persona compitiendo mucho, todo lo que se pare ahí sea out, haciendo mi trabajo, ejecutando todos los picheos y tratando de ganar cada vez que yo entre ahí al juego.
He said that what the fans could get is a hard worker that's very humble and thankful for his at, and somebody that's going to work constantly and stick to his routines and go out and compete and hopefully give his chance the team to win every time he pitches.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds. Guys, thanks for taking time in this interview.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park.
And on your top.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Memorial Day, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and the San Jose Giants are proud to participate in the National Moment of Remembrance as we pause to honor the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. We ask that you please join us now in this moment of silence as a unified expression of gratitude to the heroes who lost their lives while protecting the freedom. Thank you. And fans, please remain standing and remove your hats as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Performing tonight's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome to the Excite Ballpark microphone Air Force veteran Kimberly Eisenhower.
The presentation of colors and a beautiful national anthem to get us set for a Memorial Day Monday here in the South Bay. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. It's a battle of the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants as these two teams continue their rivalry of the California League North Division. We are in the South Bay, San Jose, California. A beautiful evening for baseball as the Grizzlies looking for their fourth straight win here at this ballpark, their third straight win overall after taking the final two games against the Visalia Rawhide. The Grizzlies, they are ready to go as we are going to give you the lineups right now. Your Grizzlies 26-18 under manager Steve Solis. Here's the Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, the second baseman and newcomer, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting third is the shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth at third base, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting seventh, the DH, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz, as that lineup will take on the left-hander in Dylan Carmouche. As we are ready for baseball, here comes the first pitch. And a bunt attempt by Hobson, and it's a good one right in between the pitcher and the second baseman, Deja Vu. Hobson did that two nights ago in Fresno for a bunt single to start the game, and he does it once again as Fresno has their leadoff man on. As it brings up the second baseman in Nick Guile. Just up from the ACL Rockies, first game in a Fresno Grizzlies uniform. Here's the pitch, and he will take a called strike count at 0-1. Top of the first inning, we are underway. First pitch at 5:03 p.m. 74 degrees, clear skies. As a check on Hobson, he's back safely with a head first dive. 11-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As a count at 0-1 to Guile, here's the pitch, and it is outside, called a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Nick Guile went to Illinois State, just joining Fresno's roster. Guile listed at 5'9", 210 pounds. Here comes the 0-2 from Carmouche, and Guile swing and a miss. And his first at-bat in a Grizzlies uniform, and he strikes out as there's one away as Carmouche picks up the strikeout. Carmouche, a 1-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. As here comes the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer, who had an outstanding series last time here at Excite Ballpark. Runner at first with one out. There goes Hobson, and the throw to second is not going to happen from the catcher in Schlieger as Hobson steals the base. And a stolen base now. Runner is second with one out. And the count of 1-1 and no strikes. Did not come out of the hand as Hobson had a great jump off of Carmouche. The Grizzlies lineup again. Hobson, Guile, Wimmer, Perez, Hinchman, Hill. Here comes the 1-0. And Hobson looks to run. And he initially had a good jump and then fell. As the count now 1-1. And he will just stay at second base now as he fell heading to third. After Hill goes Andrews Jr., Darius Perry, and Fadrio Cruz at the bottom of that lineup. As here comes the 1-1 and a check on Hobson. And it is a called strike. Count at 1-2 as Wimmer takes it outside. The Grizzlies give the ball to Albert Pacheco. And we'll give you San Jose's lineup in the bottom of the first inning. Count of 1-2 to Braylon Wimmer. Hobson now will head back to second base as the throw from Carmouche is just a lazy ball over there just to keep him honest. Count of one ball and two strikes as Hobson, great speed on the base paths. He's the runner at second, only one away. A bunt single for Hobson as Wimmer takes a pitch inside. Counted two balls and two strikes. As we said, 74 degrees, a perfect evening here in the South Bay for game one of this six-game series. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. There goes Hobson, and a ground ball to short. It is picked up by Bench. The throw to first is in time. And Hobson gets to third base, but Wimmer is retired. It goes 6-3 for the second out, and it brings up third baseman Andy Perez. Home plate umpires Jonathan Rector. Over on the bases is Tyler Vandewater. Vandewater's been a fill-in umpire over the past week. Looks like Gabe Vargas will return tomorrow as the first pitch is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. To Andy Perez. Perez's batting average now at .290. As he flies one, and that is going to be caught to end the inning. Well, the Grizzlies have a leadoff bunt single, but Hobson is left stranded. We head to the bottom of the first. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark for game one of a six-game series between your Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. No score here in the bottom of the first inning as Jonah Cox will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. The Giants, just like the Grizzlies, at 26-18, tied for second place in the California League North Division standings. Here's a pitch from Pacheco. It's a call strike, counted 0-1. The Giants, they are managed by former Fresno Grizzly infielder Yedwin Villegas, as here comes the 0-1, and it's a fly ball foul, counted 0-2. Villegas, here's his starting lineup. Jonah Cox will lead things off in center field. Wade Meckler on a rehab assignment, he's in left. First baseman Bryce Eldridge, he's had an outstanding past couple of weeks. He will hit third as here's a chopper to first base. Hinchman will have to get to the bag, and he does as he barely reaches and Cox is out. That was a close play as Hinchman got there, and it was almost a dangerous play too as Hinchman, when he lunged, almost lost his footing. And it goes three unassisted for the first out as it brings up left fielder Wade Meckler. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Justin Bench. Scott Bandura, the right fielder from Princeton, he hits fifth. Cesar Quintas, he will hit sixth. He is the DH. Here's a foul ball, counted 0-1. Batting seventh is the catcher in Luke Schliger. Batting eighth, the third baseman in Elion Arroyo. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Javier Francisco, against the left-hander, Albert Pacheco for Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 from Pacheco. And it is a called strike, counted 0-2 to Wade Meckler. The mustache, the glasses, he is back in San Jose. Spent time at three different levels last year. Here's the 0-2, and it is called strike three, and Pacheco has his first punch out of the game as he gets Meckler for the second out. And with two away, here comes the first baseman in Bryce Eldridge. As Pacheco, nice start so far, a 1-2 record, a 3.48 ERA for the Southpaw. As here comes the pitch, and Eldridge ground ball sharply to short. Backhand by Wimmer. Wimmer's throw to first is in time for the out. And Pacheco, a 1-2-3 bottom of the first as we head to the second with no score. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. October 20th, Chuck Chansey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the second inning, no score between San Jose and Fresno as the first pitch is a called strike to Jason Hinchman. The last time Hinchman was at the plate, a two-run walk-off homer at Chuck Chansey Park as he lines one and a base hit to left field for Hinchman. And the Grizzlies for the second straight inning have their leadoff man on as here comes center fielder G.J. Hill. Well, Jason Hinchman with that single has now reached base safely in 20 straight games and 28 of his 29 contests so far this season. 17-460. As here comes the pitch to G.J. Hill, and that ball is in the dirt. Count of one ball and no strikes. G.J. Hill had a career game yesterday, 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs. Hill's second homer of this season. He has 2 solo shots, but his 3 hits and that home run, both career highs as he fouls off the 1-0. Count now at 1-1, as now they're saying that the runner and Hinchman will head to second base. I believe that they're going to call, I believe it's catcher's interference on that. I'm not really sure exactly what they called there, but it is a balk on Carmouche is what they're calling. So Hinchman will take second as here comes the pitch, and Hill fly ball to left center field. That ball is hit well. It's not deep enough, though, as it's caught by the center fielder Cox. Hinchman heading to third. He will get there with no throw. So Hinchman, who got to second on the balk, he will head to third on the flyout by Hill to center field's Jonah Cox. And it brings up DH E.J. Andrews Jr. with one out and a runner at third as San Jose's defense will come in against Andrews Jr., who is tonight's beer batter. No score here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he swings and misses, counting 0-1. Fresno in their road grays. They are 12-3 in these jerseys. Fresno ran across the front. 0-1 to Andrews Jr. is low. One ball, one strike. Fresno's written in black and red. They have the red numbers on the back of those gray jerseys. Here's the 1-1. And a foul ball count at 1-2. Fresno wearing Memorial Day caps. The F logo in the military colors with a couple stars on each side of it. They have a patch as well. Black cap, black bill. Here's the 1-2. And Andrews Jr. fouls it off just barely from Dylan Carmouche. San Jose wearing their military-themed jerseys. They are green with white numbers on the back and Giants written in white on the front. Here's the 1-2, as you can hear the beer chants. And the 1-2 is a fly ball out to left field. Racing back is Meckler. Hinchman looking to tag. It will be caught, and now Hinchman heading to the plate, and he will score on the sacrifice fly from E.J. Andrews Jr. And the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Two productive outs for Fresno, and the Grizzlies are on the board. So sacrifice fly to left field. Andrews Jr. picks up the RBI. Hinchman comes in to score, and it's 1-0 Grizzlies this evening. As now Darius Perry with two outs will come to the dish, and he will take a pitch outside, count of 1-0. By the way, San Jose, they're also wearing their Memorial Day caps, black cap, black bill. As here comes the 1-0, and a line drive just fouled down the left field line. Count of 1-1 to Darius Perry, the UCLA product. Grizzlies an early 1-0 lead when Fresno scores first. It has spelled success. Fresno 20-4 when scoring first this year, 13-1 on the road. As that ball is low, counted 2-2. The Grizzlies, both leadoff batters in their two innings, have reached base. One stranded at third and one has already scored. As Perry will take a called strike, now 2-2. Here in the top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the pitch and a foul ball from Perry, just barely. Count now at 2-2 with two outs here in the top of the second inning. The Grizzlies have Fadro Cruz in the 9-hole awaiting on deck as here comes the 2-2 and it's inside and the count full now to Perry. Against the left-hander, Dylan Carmouche. C-A-R-M-O-U-C-H-E. Here's the 3-2, and Perry, a high pop-up, and no one knows where it is. That's because it will land foul. And the count remains at 3-2. Carmouche, a 1-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. As he battles Perry, here comes the 3-2 again. And it's another foul ball. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year. He's the first base coach for Fresno. Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach, he's the third base coach. As here's the 3-2 to Darius Perry. Carmouche winds and deals, and Perry fouls off another one. A great epic at-bat brewing, as this is now pitch number 10 coming right here between Perry and Carmouche. A beautiful evening. Here comes the 3-2, and Perry fouls off another one. Let's make it pitch 11 right here. Darius Perry, as we said, went to UCLA from Fullerton, California. Here's the 3-2 again to Perry, and it's fouled off again. 12 pitches coming, as now Perry has fouled 5 straight pitches. An outstanding battle between Carmouche and Perry here in the top of the second. 3-2 again. And Perry swings and misses, and Carmouche wins the battle. But the Grizzlies win the top of the second inning thanks to a sacrifice fly from E.J. Andrews Jr. Jason Hinchman scores 1-0 Fresno as we head to the bottom of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants a cold. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, the South Bay here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose, as Albert Pacheco will wind and deal against Justin Bench. As that pitch goes high, count of 1-0. Pacheco, 1-2 record, a 3.48 ERA. Here comes the 1-0 from Pacheco, will wind and deal. And it swung on and missed, as that was a changeup that disappeared inside, count of 1-1. By the way, want to give a big thank you to Brian Perez for joining us on the pregame show. As here's the 1-1 from Pacheco inside, 2-0. Brian Perez will get the start on Wednesday in game 2 of this 6-game series, a special Memorial Day Monday here in the South Bay. Here's the 2-1. And a line drive, base hit out to left field for Bench. He's looking for two now, as here's the throw from Cruz, and offline as Pacheco backing up will get there, and Bench has a leadoff single. So Justin Bench, the first hit for San Jose, as it brings up the right fielder in Scott Bandura. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Here's a pitch from Pacheco inside, count at 1-0. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-0, and it's a called strike to Bandura, count at 1-1. They're on May 27th, Monday baseball between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Here's the 1-1 as Pacheco looks back the runner in Bench. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. Good fastball that zips in there from the left-hander in Pacheco at 93 miles per hour. 1-2 as Pacheco looks in. He comes set. Here comes the 1-2 from the lefty. And it'll be a check on the runner in Bench. He's back safely. Albert Pacheco, as we said, gets the ball here for Fresno, making his 8th appearance, 7th start. His 2nd appearance against San Jose, a 1-0 record, no ERA. Here's the 1-2. There goes the runner. Perry's throw to second. It's perfect. And the tag, and he is out. Wimmer applies the tag, and Darius Perry has his 4th caught stealing of the 2024 season. He is 4 for 18 this year. As Bench is out, it goes 2-6 on the caught stealing. So one away. As it counted, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pacheco winds and deals, and it swung on and missed. Bandura down to a knee as he couldn't catch up to the slider on the outside part of the plate. 2 outs now. Second strikeout for Pacheco as it brings up DH Cesar Quintas. And Pacheco, so far so good for the 6'1", 176-pound southpaw, 21 years old, born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball count of 1-0. Signed by the Rockies as an international free agent on July 2nd, 2019. Now in his second year with Fresno, here's the 1-0 from Pacheco. It's fouled off, count at 1-1. Pacheco joined Fresno on June 7th in 2023. Spent the entire season with the Grizzlies. 14 starts going 7-4. Here comes the 1-1, and it swung on and missed. Quintas chasing a slider down and in, count at 1-2. And Pacheco looking for another punch out for the fifth-year professional. Good fastball that can reach the mid-90s as the 1-2 is on its way. And it's inside, almost hits Quintas. Pacheco could have been the Grizzlies' opening day starter. That's how good his year was last year and where the development was going to be this year for him. Instead, he is now the number 4 guy in this rotation and a very deep rotation indeed. As the 2-2 is a fly ball to center. Long run for Hobson. He will make the catch on the run as he hits the wall in center field. It was actually Hill, not Hobson. Hobson's in right. Hill in center field makes the catch and a good inning for Pacheco. We head to the third. 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the top of the third inning, 1-0. Fresno leads San Jose as the first pitch is a called strike to Fadrio Cruz, the 9-hole hitter for Fresno. Grizzlies lead 1-0 as here comes the 0-1. And Cruz ground ball goes foul, count now at 0-2 from the lefty and Dylan Carmouche. A 1-1 record, a 3.38 ERA for the southpaw. Here comes the 0-2, and it's high count of 1-2. Carmouche is 22 years old, 6'6", 225 pounds. Here's the 1-2, and that is just inside. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes as Cruz ducked on that pitch. Dylan Blake Carmouche from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Here's the pitch, and it is low, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmouche, born on August 22nd, went to Tulane. Congratulations to the Green Wave on clinching a postseason berth as that pitch is high and Cruz a leadoff walk. And Fresno, for the third straight inning, has their leadoff man on base. As here comes center or right fielder Caleb Hobson, who has a bunt single so far in this contest. But Carmouche, as we said, congratulations to Tulane, who won the American Athletic again, stealing a bid. As the pitch is a check swing and a called strike to Hobson, count it 0-1. Regionals found out today, a lot of really good matchups. Tulane received a 4 seed. They will head to face Oregon State in Corvallis. As a check on Cruz, and he's caught in between second and first, and he will be tagged out at second base. Great move from Carmouche, and Cruz is out. It's a pickoff, and Cruz took off for second base as well, too. And that is the first out, as it will bring up the right fielder Hobson, who has accounted no balls in one strike. And Cruz, it went, I believe it went to 3-6 for the caught stealing. As here comes the 0-2, and it is called strike three, and Hobson is out. So two outs now, and Fresno will have to trust their newcomer in Nick Guile, who's 0-for-1. That's the third strikeout, by the way, for Carmouche. As now it's Nick Guile. Here comes the pitch, swung on and missed, count at 0-1. So the caught stealing goes 1-3-6 on the pickoff caught stealing. As the 0-1 is fouled off, now no balls and two strikes. So again, 1-3-6 as Cruz was the first out. And then Caleb Hobson strikes out swinging. Now the count at 0-2 to Guile. Here comes the pitch. And it is going to bounce. Count now 1-2 as the home plate umpire and Jonathan Rector watching out on that ball. 1-2 from the left-hander and Dylan Carmouche. As we said, went to Tulane. He was drafted by the Giants in the 15th round in 2023. As that is off of Carmouche, and Guile is going to reach. That hit the backside of Carmouche, and now they're going to have to check on the lefty. Here comes not only the trainer, but the manager and the pitching coach for San Jose. Manager in Yedwin Villegas, pitching coach Dan Runsler, and athletic trainer Kenta Miyazaki. As they're checking on Carmouche, he is walking around. That did not feel good as Guile will reach. That ball at 104 miles per hour back at the pitcher in Carmouche. It's a single for Fresno, their third hit of the game. First hit for Nick Guile in a Fresno uniform. As they're checking on the lefty, and we don't want to see anyone leave with injuries, but Carmouche looks like he wants to pitch. He's getting right back on the mound. He's going to check to see if he can throw as Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop, is due up. So we'll see Carmouche take a couple warm-up pitches. He was hit by a line drive from Nick Guile. So Guile, a single up the middle. As Carmouche, his second pitch. As Dan Runsler, the pitching coach, watching another former Fresno Grizzly. And they think that he is okay based off of those warm-up pitches. So he'll stay in the game. And it brings up Braylon Wimmer. That never feels good. Top of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. And Braylon Wimmer with two outs and a runner at first will come to the dish. Glad you could join us here at Excite Ballpark as here comes the pitch from Carmouche and a ground ball to third. Picked up by Ryo, the throw to first is in time and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies do put a couple runners on, but they come up empty. We head to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Grizzlies.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to cool. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Fresno leads San Jose, as Luke Schlieger will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Count it 0-1 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Monday Night Baseball. Here's the 0-1, and it's low. Count of 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Count of 1-1. Here's the pitch from Pacheco, and it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Guile. First time he's made a play, and he makes it perfectly as it goes 4-3. One out as it brings up the third baseman, Elion Rayo. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As there's a call strike, good change up there from Pacheco, counted 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's the 0-1 from Pacheco. And a high fly ball drifting out to right field. Now in shallow right, the right fielder in Hobson, who almost stumbles again, makes the play. And now two outs. That was a long run for Hobson. And he makes the play as he almost fell. And he looks at his cleats heading back to right for the second out. Hobson just momentarily almost fell as Guile, the second baseman, was coming over as well. As here comes the pitch to Javier Francisco, and it's low, count of 1-0. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As the pitch is a fly ball foul, count of 1-1. So bottom of the third inning, 1-0, Fresno leads San Jose. As Albert Pacheco, 1-1. He will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And it's low, 2-0. To Javier Francisco, the second baseman for San Jose. As the Grizzlies looking for another clean frame. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball to center. That ball is hit well. Hill and Hobson racing back. Hill, the center fielder, very similar to his last catch, will run it down, and a 1-2-3 inning for Albert Pacheco. We head to the fourth. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Andy Perez will lead things off for Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Grizzlies lead the Giants here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. As there's a called strike from left-hander Dylan Carmouche. Count at 0-1. Carmouche has faced the Grizzlies a couple times in 2024 as that is fouled off. Count at 0-2. Making his 10th appearance, his 8th start is Carmouche. But he has faced the Grizzlies a handful of times. As there's the 0-2, it's high. Count of 1-2. 3 times to be exact. And for Carmouche, the first outing was a relief outing, and they made 2 starts at Chukchansey Park. As he 1-2 is a chopper as Perez hustling to first, and the play is made by Eldridge just slightly as Perez hustling down for the out. So it goes 3 unassisted as Eldridge puts it away. And now to the first baseman, Jason Hinchman. 1-for-1, a single and a run scored. But Carmouche this year against Fresno has 9 total innings. He's allowed 7 hits, 7 runs, 4 of them earned. As the pitch to Hinchman is high, count at 1-0. He has 5 walks. And he struck out 12 as the 1-0 is a check swing and a called strike to Jason Hinchman. So Carmouche, here comes the 1-1. It swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Making his 10th appearance and his 4th against Fresno. Here's the 1-2. It's high. 2-2. The Giants run a 5-man rotation. The Grizzlies run a 6-man. So, of course, that's why he's pitched so many times. As that's high, 3-2 against Jason Hinchman. Dylan Carmouche, though, a very good lefty. Tall, strong. Here's the 3-2. And a line drive out to left field, and Hinchman's going to be 2-for-2. That ball rattles in the corner. Hinchman looking for a double. He will get there as the throw comes in a third. It's a 1-out double for Jason Hinchman, who now has 3 straight big hits. 4th hit for Fresno as it brings up the center fielder in G.J. Hill. As Dylan Carmouche will have to face Hill now, and Hill flew out his first time, but Jason Hinchman, that home run yesterday, and now 2-for-2, a single and a double, as Hill will pop it up, and that in foul territory. Ryo is there. He will put it away for the second out. So 2 outs now as it brings up the DH and E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., he had a sacrifice fly his first time up, picking up an RBI. Andrews Jr. batting 198, 2 home runs, now 14 RBI for the Fresno State Bulldog. Congratulations to his alma mater on winning the Mountain West and clinching a bid. As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. They will take on UC Santa Barbara. The Grizzlies almost hosted a game with UC Santa Barbara at Chukchansey Park, but some bad weather foiled those plans. As he 1-0 is a ground ball, and the first baseman Eldridge down on it makes the play to end the inning. Hinchman left stranded, but the Grizzlies still a 1-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chukchansey Park. Come. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits, Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Jonah Cox will lead things off against the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, swung on and missed. A big hack from Cox. And the count at no balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch again from Pacheco. And it's a fly ball lifted foul, counted 0-2. Albert Pacheco facing Jonah Cox, who was initially drafted by the Athletics and then traded to the Giants in the offseason, batting .349 with one home run and 17 RBI as the 0-2 dips low, one ball and two strikes. Jonah Cox has been outstanding so far, had a big hitting streak as here's the pitch. It's in the dirt, counted two balls and two strikes from Pacheco. A great first half, though. He leads the California League in batting average with .351 and runs scored. As here's a little chopper to third. Perez across the diamond makes the play, though, to get the speedy Jonah Cox. And it goes 5-3. Perez, great instincts coming across the diamond for the first out. As here comes the left fielder, Wade Meckler, 0-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. Here's the pitch from Pacheco. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here's the 0-1. That is low, one ball and one strike. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Here's the 1-1 and a chopper back to Pacheco. Goes off his glove slightly. Now the throw to first is offline, but Hinchman stays on the bag and almost a bad play from Pacheco, and he recovers in time for the second out. As here comes the first baseman, Bryce Eldridge, who's 0-1. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes Pacheco's offering, and it is a called strike in the count at 0-1. Pacheco, his last start against Visalia did not go as planned. 107 pitches, the most by a Grizzlies arm in a game this season, as that swung on and foul tip, counted 0-2. He went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 7 runs, 4 earned, on 6 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Here's the 0-2 from Pacheco. It's outside, count of 1-2. But the left-hander was outstanding in his previous start against the Giants and looks to continue the good play as he had 6 scoreless innings. 1-2. Pacheco winds and deals. It's in the dirt, count of 2-2. He allowed just 2 hits and a walk while striking out 5. Fresno picked up a shutout win, one of their 5 so far this year. Pacheco, that was on Tuesday at Chukchansey Park on April 23rd. As here comes the 2-2 and another chopper foul by Bryce Eldridge. Count remains the same, 2-2. Pacheco, though, has 3 games this year where he has not allowed a run. 2 starts and 1 relief outing. Here's the 2-2 from the lefty. And a ground ball just fouled down the left field line past the manager in Yedwin Villegas, the third base coach. The first base coach is Nate Keevy, the fundamentals coach, who is from Visalia, the Grizzlies' previous opponent. Here's the pitch to Eldridge again from Pacheco. And it's outside, 3-2. As Pacheco looking for the punch out of Eldridge, who has had an outstanding start to his season. He has 5 home runs, 28 RBI. As the 3-2 is swung on and missed. And Pacheco has a 1-2-3 fourth inning. He has faced the minimum. And we'll be back right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Lee.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Darius Perry will lead things off, and he flies one to left field. That ball will drift foul, and the count at 0-1. Darius Perry, the Grizzlies catcher, he is 0-1, struck out after a 12-pitch at-bat. Here's the 0-1, that's inside, count at 1-1. As Darius Perry takes on the left-hander in Dylan Carmouche. As that is a called strike, count of 1-2. Apologize for the audio issue. Run into some technical difficulties as here comes the 1-2. And it is swung on and missed as Perry down on strikes again. That is the fourth punch out for Dylan Carmouche. And the first out of the inning as here comes Fadrio Cruz, the left fielder. Cruz has walked so far as here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike, counting no balls and one strike. Fadrio Cruz, the nine-hole hitter for Fresno. Here's the 0-1, and that is low. One ball and one strike. Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As the 1-1 is high, counted two balls and a strike. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. The 2-1 runs inside, three balls and a strike. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As Cruz will take another pitch outside, ball four, he has walked both times in this contest. Second walk by Carmouche, both against Cruz. One out runner at first as here comes Caleb Hobson, 1-for-2 with a bunt single. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth inning. As Caleb Hobson now. And I don't know what they're going to discuss right here, but something seems to be off here at Excite Ballpark as the manager in Viegas coming out of the dugout to discuss something. And now the umpire's talking about it, and both Steve Solis and the manager in Viegas doesn't like what is being told right now. As the home plate umpire, Jonathan Rector, talking to Steve Solis, don't know exactly what it could be about. As Hobson coming to the dish. And Hobson pointing to the umpire, and whatever they discussed, I don't think it's good for Fresno. Still don't know what exactly they were talking about, but runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch from Carmouche, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. I wonder if they called an initial strike on him. I didn't see any initial calls or anything, but something we can look at a little bit later. Here comes the pitch, and it is a strike as well, counted 0-2. So Caleb Hobson with a runner at first and one out. Here's the 0-2, a check on Cruz. He's back safely. He was picked off and caught stealing his first time at first. You're in the top of the fifth inning. Carmouche, a very good pickoff move. Very similar to Alex Henshaw, who was teammates with Dan Runsler back in Fresno. Here's the 0-2, and that is fouled off by Caleb Hobson, the leadoff hitter for Fresno for the third straight game. Here in the top of the fifth on May 27th, a Memorial Day Monday night baseball. Here comes the 0-2 and a check again on Cruz, and he's safe. Now remains at no balls, two strikes to Caleb Hobson. Here comes the 0-2. And a fly ball, and it will go foul. The count remains no balls and two strikes. From the left-hander in Dylan Carmouche. So no balls, two strikes. Carmouche comes set. Here's the pitch. And a line drive out to left field. That ball will get down, and Caleb Hobson has a two-hit game here in the fifth inning. So Hobson, who continues to hit the ball well at the top of the lineup, will bring up Nick Guile, who's 1-for-2, and an opportunity to extend this Grizzlies 1-0 lead. For Fresno, their fifth hit, they have one hit in every inning so far against Dylan Carmouche, and Hobson with a pair of them. So now Nick Guile at the dish. Here comes the pitch from Carmouche, and it's high. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here at Excite Ballpark, you can see the flags blowing, but a beautiful night here in the South Bay. The 1-0 is high. Two balls and no strikes. Nick Guile at the dish. Wears number 22 on the back of his jersey. Here's the 2-0, and he swings and misses, count at 2-1. Guile appeared in a couple games with the ACL Rockies before being promoted to Fresno. Known for his slugging percentage, though, had one big game against the ACL Athletics. Here's the 2-1, and it's a ground ball up the middle, and a double play opportunity, and it will be made. It goes 4-3 as Francisco, with a friendly hop, turns the double play to end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty. They still lead 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Come. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As there is a called strike to Justin Bench, the only batter so far to reach for San Jose. That was on a single back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. It is low. Counted one ball and one strike. Grizzlies lead the Giants 1-0. Glad you could join us for Monday Night Baseball. As that is a called strike. Counted one ball and two strikes. Albert Pacheco, the left-hander's been fantastic so far on the bump. As here comes the 1-2. And it's outside. Two balls and two strikes as Darius Perry trying to catch that pitch. So two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Pacheco, good slider down and in, has his fourth punch out of the evening. First out of the inning as it brings up the right fielder in Scott Bandura, who is 0-for-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shaley's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Again, we thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball. 1-2 as Pacheco looking for another punch out. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. 2-2. Again, we apologize for any audio issues. Yes, here comes the 2-2. Winds and deals. And it is fouled off. Scott Bandura, the Princeton product. He is listed at 6'4", 190 pounds. A 7th-round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Here's the 2-2, and it is a ground ball to Hinchman. Hinchman now, underhand toss to Pacheco, covering in time. It goes 3-1 for the second out, and it brings up the DH and Cesar Quintas. 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Pacheco will wind and deal. And it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1 to Quintas. Q-U-I-N-T-A-S in Quintas. As Pacheco again to the dish. It's high. Count of 1-1. Pacheco, very efficient. Has already passed what he did in his last outing. He is only at 59 pitches. Here's the 1-1. And it's high, 2-2. From the left-hander and Albert Pacheco. And now Darius Perry will come talk to his left-hander, make sure that they are on the same page. By the way, heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As Quintas fouls it off, counted 2-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Pacheco looking for another 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field. A long run for the left fielders. He looks up, and it is gone. Quintas hits a home run to left field. Cruz watched it sail out of here, and we are tied as Pacheco, very upset with himself, just his second hit allowed, and this game is tied just like that. So Quintas, his home run, ties this game up at 1, his 3rd homer of the year. That's just the 2nd hit for San Jose. And now it's Luke Schlieger, the catcher, who is 0-1. Both these teams coming in with the same record at 26-18. As that ball, a fly ball to center field. And it's Hill who puts it away to end the inning. We'll talk more about the clear bag policy when we come back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Thank you. Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 1-1 between Fresno and San Jose, as Braylon Wimmer will lead things off as he flies one to center field, and that ball will get down. A leadoff single for Braylon Wimmer. He is now 1-for-3, and Fresno has 6 hits as their leadoff man is on again. That's the fourth time in 6 innings the Grizzlies' leadoff batter has reached. The other 2 innings, their second batter of the inning had reached. As here comes the shortstop the third baseman in Andy Perez, as that ball is low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. So the new pitcher is Shane Rodemaker. The right-hander number 33 takes over for Dylan Carmouche. Here's the 1-0, and that's a line drive to right field, and it will get foul. So 1 ball, 1 strike. Fresno, 1 run on 6 hits, no errors. San Jose, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors. Final line for Dylan Carmouche, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 2 walks, and he had 4 punch-outs. As here comes the 1-1. It's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher. And the count of 2 balls and a strike. So 2 balls, 1 strike here in the top of the 6th inning. Again, we apologize for the audio issues trying to get it all figured out. Here comes the 2-1. And a ground ball. This could be 2. 4, 6, 3, a double play. 2 outs now as Perez hits into the twin killing. So 2 away now as it brings up the first baseman in Jason Hinchman. He's 2-for-2, a single and a double. As Hinchman now looking to do something here for Fresno, as this game is tied at 1. Here's the pitch outside, count of 1-0. So 1 ball, no strikes. As the right-hander and Rodemaker, ground ball foul, count at 1 ball, 1 strike. He's on a pitch here for San Jose. Rodemaker is listed at 6'3", 230 pounds. Signed as a free agent, as there is a strike count of 1-2. Rodemaker ready to go once again. Here comes the 1-2 to Hinchman. He will wind and deal, and Hinchman fouls it off. Count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Game 1 of this 6-game series between Fresno and San Jose. Here's the pitch, and a line drive right to the third baseman, Ryo, to end the inning. Hinchman robbed of his third hit. And a 1-2-3. We'll be back for the bottom of the 6 right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning here in San Jose, California. 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Giants in a battle of California League North Division foes. As we said, we were going to talk about the clear bag policy. It starts June 1st. Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy as Pacheco will wind and deal to Rio. Here's the pitch from the lefty. And a bunt attempt back to Pacheco, picks it up. Over to first, it's in time. And it goes 1-3 as Rio is now 0-2. And here comes the second baseman, Javier Francisco. So a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here comes the 1-0 from Pacheco. And a broken bat, it sounds like, into left center field. And it's caught on the run by Fadrio Cruz. Second out as Francisco is retired. And it brings up the center fielder, Jonah Cox. Pacheco's just faced one over the minimum in this game. Just two hits allowed, including a solo home run from Cesar Quintos' third homer of the season. Here on May 27th. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed by Jonah Cox. Counted no balls and a strike. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1. It's just low. Count of one ball and one strike as Darius Perry was trying to get a call from home plate umpire in Jonathan Rector. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled off the glove, and the count now at one ball, two strikes. Albert Pacheco has just four punch-outs in this game, but has been very consistent in throwing strikes. As the 1-2 is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Darius Perry and a clean inning for Pacheco. We head to the seventh, tied to one. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in the South Bay as the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at one here in the top of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us as G.J. Hill will lead things off as the first pitch from Rodemaker is fouled off, counted no balls and one strike. G.J. Hill wears number 31 on the back of his gray jersey. He is 0 for 2. Here comes the pitch from Rodemaker, who had a clean first inning as Hill swings and misses. And the count now at no balls and two strikes. Again, apologize for the audio issues, trying to work through them in between innings. Still trying to help you guys out, however you're listening, as Hill flies one to center field. And the center fielder in Cox doesn't see it, but that's because it is over his head. And I believe that's a home run for G.J. Hill. So G.J. Hill hits a home run as now we see the shortstop and bench starting to puke in shallow left field. G.J. Hill has now homered in back-to-back games. And it's now 2-1 Fresno as that ball was off the bat at 105 miles per hour. And now we have a time as the shortstop and bench is puking. This is crazy. The Grizzlies lead 2-1 as that was a home run from G.J. Hill. So G.J. Hill's now homered in two straight games. That ties Braylon Wimmer for the most games homered in a row. A solo shot here in the seventh inning. Second hit allowed by Rodemaker. And it brings up DH E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0 for 1 with a sacrifice fly. And bench looks to be okay, but going back to that home run, Jonah Cox, I don't think ever saw that baseball. That's because it was crushed out to center field. As now E.J. Andrews Jr. to the dish. Andrews Jr. against the right-hander and Rodemaker. That was a fastball at 90 miles per hour that G.J. Hill hit out. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. For Fresno, they have now had their leadoff man reach in five of their seven innings. Here's the 0-1 to Andrews Jr., and that is popped up in foul territory. Who's it going to be? Nobody as it goes foul. And the count now at no balls and two strikes to E.J. Andrews Jr. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Modesto Stockton just underway at Banner Island Ballpark as they're the other California League matchup this Monday on Memorial Day. As Andrews Jr. takes a pitch outside, count of one ball and two strikes. Here in the top of the seventh inning, here's the 1-2 as he swings and misses, and Andrews Jr. is out. First out of the inning, first strikeout for Rodemaker, and it brings up the catcher in Darius Perry, who's 0 for 2. Perry, a pair of punch-outs. The Grizzlies catcher looking to help out the 2-1 Fresno lead here in the seventh. As the first pitch is a strike, counted no balls and one strike to Darius Perry. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Count now at 0-2. Darius Perry. Longest hit streak is 3 games this season. The Grizzlies catcher had a really good game just the other day, which included a double and a run scored. As a count of no balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Game 1 of this 6-game series. Both teams tied for second place in the California League North Division. As Perry will take called strike 3, and he's out on strikes again. Back-to-back strikeouts after the home run allowed by Rodemaker. And it brings up the left fielder, Fajardo Cruz, who's walked twice so far. So Fajardo Cruz, 2 walks for him. Here comes the pitch from Rodemaker, who is 23 years old, as there's a strike count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies, they lead 2-1. The solo home run from G.J. Hill, as that is fouled off. And the count now at no balls and 2 strikes. So no balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Cruz, and he flies one to left center. And again, the Giants outfield can't find it initially, but it's caught by the left fielder Meckler to end the inning. But G.J. Hill, a solo homer to center. 2-1 Fresnos. We head to the stretch. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1. Fresno leads San Jose as Wade Meckler will lead things off against Albert Pacheco, who works into the seventh inning and now has a 2-1 lead as the first pitch is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes from Albert Pacheco, who so far has 6 innings of work, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, no walks, and 5 Ks as Meckler fouls that one foul. Count of one ball and one strike. G.J. Hill, a home run to center field in the top of the 7th inning, gave the Grizzlies their 2-1 lead. Here comes the 2-1 to Meckler, and it is low. 3 balls and a strike. Pacheco has been outstanding so far, though, as the southpaw looking for a third time, reaching 7 innings in his career. Here's the 2-1, or 3-1. It's low. Actually, now it's 3-1. It was 2 balls and a strike earlier, as I believe we have fixed the audio issues as well. Here comes the 3-1 from Pacheco. And it is ball 4 as Pacheco misses there. And Meckler is on with the tying run at first. Bottom of the 7th inning here in San Jose at Excite Ballpark. 2-1 Fresno leads San Jose as it brings up the first baseman, Bryce Eldridge, who's 0-2. A .274 batting average for Bryce Eldridge as a check on Meckler. He's back with a head-first dive. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, Albert Pacheco looking to pick up the win this evening, as that's a check swing and Eldridge did go around. Count now at no balls and one strike. Bryce Eldridge, one of the top prospects in the Giants system. He is number 3 overall. As here comes the 0-1. It's low. Count now 1 ball and 1 strike to Bryce Eldridge. Eldridge, second professional season, just 19 years old. First round draft pick, 16th overall by the Giants out of high school. Yes, here's the 1-1, and it's a ground ball to first, and it's picked up over there by the first baseman, Hinchman, who tags the bag. Meckler gets to second. It goes 3 unassisted for the first out as it brings up shortstop Justin Bench. A mound visit now between Perry and Pacheco as there's action down in that Fresno bullpen. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, as the Grizzlies, they lead 2-1. Pacheco ready to go as now the umpire puts down a mound visit here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Chauncey Gold has given away $1 million at the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Counted 0-1. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that's low, count of 1 ball, 1 strike. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Pacheco comes set. He will look back the runner at second. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone from Pacheco. A good changeup at 82 miles per hour. Count now at 1 ball, 2 strikes as Pacheco looking for his 6th punch out of the evening. Looks back the runner again. Here's the 1-2. And a slow chopper to short. Wimmer's up with it. He double clutches. The throw to first is in time as Meckler will dance over to third. It goes 6-3 for the second out and bring up the right fielder in Scott Bandura. Monday night baseball, something we don't say very often, Memorial Day here at Excite Ballpark. As the Grizzlies and Giants, game one of this 6-game series, both teams fighting to win the first half. Modesto, they lead by 3.5 games against both San Jose and Fresno as Bandura flies one to center, and G.J. Hill is underneath it, and he will make the catch. And Albert Pacheco ties a career high with 7 one-run innings. We head to the 8th, 2-1 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, 2-1. The Grizzlies lead the Giants as Caleb Hobson will lead things off. And the first pitch is up the middle, a base hit. Caleb Hobson is 3-for-4 at the top of this Fresno lineup. His third single, and Fresno has exactly 8 hits and 1 in every single inning. Their leadoff batter has reached in 6 of 8 innings, as it brings up Nick Guile, who's 1-for-3 with a single. Here's the pitch from Rodemaker. There goes the runner, and Hobson. Hobson is safe at second as he gets in there before the ball gets there. Now Hobson is calling time as he will get up slowly. And I wonder if he had the wind knocked out of him as he slid into second base. The majority of his body hit the bag. That's the second stolen base by Hobson. That ties a single game record this year for a Fresno batter with 2 stolen bases in a single game. The record for stolen bases in a game is 4, most recently done by Drew Romo in 2021. As a check with the pitcher in Rodemaker. Runner at second with no outs is Nick Guile, just up from the ACL, looking to extend this Grizzlies 2-1 lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us for Monday Night Baseball. So Caleb Hobson has 3 hits, and when he has become a leadoff hitter for Fresno, he's been outstanding. Here comes the 0-1. It's outside, count of 1-1. In his first game leading off, this was Saturday night where Fresno won 6-3. Hobson reached base 4 times, which included 3 singles. He also had 2 stolen bases and 2 runs. Yesterday's contest at Chukchansey Park against the Rawhide, as here is the 1-1 to Nick Guile, and it's a strike count of 1-2. But yesterday, Hobson reached base in the first inning again like he did tonight. In all 3 games, he's led off with a single. He had a sacrifice fly as well. Here's the 1-2 and a fly ball foul. And the count remains the same, 1-2. Here in the top of the 8th inning. And the Grizzlies looking for a win here at Excite Ballpark. Stay undefeated here in San Jose. No score in the 3rd inning between Modesto and Stockton. As here's the 1-2 to Guile. And it is a fly ball out to center field, hit well, but seen this time from the center fielder in Jonah Cox. The catch is made as Hobson heading to third. He will get there without a throw, standing up. So a productive out for Guile. And with one away, brings up the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer, and the infield for San Jose will come in. A beautiful night here at Excite Ballpark. The Grizzlies will only come back here one more time, only 18 games here at this ballpark. As here's the pitch to Wimmer from Rademacher, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. As we said, Rademacher is 23 years old, 6'3", 215 pounds. 10 games out of the bullpen, a 4-0 record, 2.88 ERA. Here's the 0-1, and Wimmer, line drive out to center field. Cox will make the catch, and here comes Hobson. The throw is way offline. A sacrifice fly for Braylon Wimmer, and the Grizzlies, back-to-back productive outs, have recorded two runs in this contest. Fresno now leads 3-1 here in the top of the eighth. So Braylon Wimmer, second straight game with a sacrifice fly. That's an RBI for Wimmer. It scores Hobson, who had stolen second base and then got to third on the flyout, and then the sacrifice fly from Wimmer. As the line drive from Perez will go foul, counted 0-1 to Andy Perez, who's 0-3. So two runs allowed by Rademacher on just three hits. On the other side, Albert Pacheco has been outstanding as the 0-1 is foul. Now no balls and two strikes. Fresno has been very good in the first game of a series in 2024. They are 6-2, but undefeated on the road. Here's the 0-2 to Perez, and he grounds one, and the third baseman Ryo's up with it. The throw to first is in time, and that ends the inning. But the Grizzlies tack on another run as Caleb Hobson, a single, steals a base and scores on a Braylon Wimmer sacrifice fly. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Albert Pacheco coming back out right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the eighth inning. 3-1 Fresno leads San Jose, and Albert Pacheco is back on the mound as he will take on Cesar Quintas, who has the lone run, a solo shot to left field, as the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Pacheco has thrown 84 pitches here in the eighth inning. Here's the 1-0. It's high, but called a strike, count at 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote. As he 1-2 is a ground ball to the shortstop, Wimmer. Wimmer on a tough hop. The throw to first is in time for the out, and Quintas is retired. 6-3 for the first out, as here comes the catcher in Luke Schlager, who is 0-2. You can also give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is inside. Count of 1-0 from Pacheco. Here comes the 1-0 from the lefty. And that's a strike. Count of 1-1. Here on May 27th, the teams will enjoy an off day tomorrow. And I will too. As here comes the 1-1 from the lefty. And it's in the dirt. Count of 2-0. Albert Pacheco, with that out, by the way, has now thrown the most innings by a Grizzlies starter in 2024. Here comes the 2-1, and it will hit Luke Schlieger, and that is a one-out hit by pitch as the crowd booing Pacheco. Of course, that wasn't on purpose. Why would you? As here comes the third baseman, Elion Rayo. And Schlieger heads down to first base as Pacheco trying to finish this game out. Manager Steve Solis at the top of the dugout. 7 1/3 innings for Pacheco. Let him finish this inning out. Come on now. The Grizzlies do not have a complete game in two straight years. As Luke Schlieger still at first base, I wonder if he has lost feeling in his arm after that hit by pitch. So runner at first with one out. Now it's Rayo who has two home runs against Albert Pacheco. Pacheco comes set. Here's the pitch. And a line drive caught by the third baseman Perez. And the throw back to first is not in time. Oh, man. Right at Perez for the second out. Rayo was right on that pitch. And it brings up second baseman Javier Francisco, who's 0-2. Albert Pacheco has just been outstanding in this game so far. 7 2/3 innings, the most innings pitched in his career, 7. That was done twice in his career, the most recent on August 26th against Stockton, as there's a called strike. Count it 0-1. Albert Pacheco wants to win a California League Pitcher of the Week, and we're only on Monday. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a ground ball softly hit. Wimmer charges it. The throw to first in time. Albert Pacheco has 8 innings of one-run ball. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies leading 3-1. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the ninth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 3-1 Fresno leads San Jose as Jason Hinchman will lead things off. 2-3 a single, double, and run scored as he will check his swing, and he does go around on a pitch from right-hander in Shane Rodemaker, who's looking for four innings of relief work. Here comes the 0-1 from the righty, and it's a line drive, and Hinchman has a three-hit game. Up the middle, a base hit, and a single for Fresno. And guess what, Fresno fans? The Grizzlies' leadoff batter has reached in seven of the nine innings. They have nine hits, one in every inning. As here comes the center fielder, G.J. Hill. He had the go-ahead home run back in the seventh inning, one for three. He has three home runs now, five RBI. He has homered in back-to-back games. Here's the pitch to Hill, and he lines one down the right field line, a base hit. Fresno has a two-hit inning as Hinchman heads to third. Hill has a double at least. Hinchman chugging around third. He will stop there, though, as third base coach Cesar Galvez holding him up. Runners at second and third with no outs. So Hinchman gets to third, Hill to second. He has a home run and a double now. Second hit for Fresno. They have 10 hits. And it brings up E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0 for 2 with a sacrifice fly. 3-1 Grizzlies, as here comes pitching coach and Dan Runsler to talk to the right-hander Rodemaker. And with that, experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. And a big thank you to all of our partners as well, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Les Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aches, and of course we have the Clear Back Policy coming up on June 1st. As the first pitch to Andrews Jr. is outside, count at 1-0, the infield in for the Giants. Monday night baseball, the Grizzlies looking to extend their lead right here. Andrews Jr. already one RBI. Here's the 1-0. And a ground ball foul, count of one ball and one strike. I might have to interview every single player on this team whose alma mater made it to a super regional or a regional in the College World Series, as the bracket was released today. Here's the 1-1 to Andrews Jr., and it's a called strike, count of 1-2. Andrews Jr., Fresno State making it. Nebraska making a Jace Kaminska squad. He will pitch on Sunday. As here comes the 1-2 from Rodemaker outside. Two balls and two strikes. We have Tyler Hoffman, who went to Tulane. Dylan Carmouche pitched earlier for San Jose. He is a Tulane product. As here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And it is called strike three right down the middle. Andrews Jr. is out. That is the third strikeout for Rodemaker, and a big first out as it brings up Darius Perry, who's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Here in the top of the ninth, Fresno leads 3-1. The question is, will Albert Pacheco come back out for the ninth inning? Here comes the pitch to Perry, and he breaks his bat right to short, and now Hinchman in a rundown, and now both runners are going to be there as Hinchman is going to be tagged out on the broken bat from Perry. So it's a fielder's choice. It goes 6-2, and then 2-5 on the putout, second out. Now runners at first and third as Hill got to third. And it's Fadrio Cruz who's 0 for 1 with two walks. And now runners at the corners here as Fresno. Hinchman was going on contact in the broken bat as the shortstop in bench made the play. So now Fadrio Cruz, the nine-hole hitter, trying to extend this Grizzlies lead. Here's the pitch. And Cruz will take a ball outside, count at 1-0. Fadrio Cruz, first time we've seen him in this past week. He had a couple days off and then came in as a pinch hitter yesterday. So first start for Cruz, I should say, as he will take a pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes here in the top of the ninth inning. San Jose will have the top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the pitch to Cruz from Rodemaker. And Cruz, ground ball foul, counted two balls and a strike. You can tell that Rodemaker has a lot of action on all of his pitches, from the strikeout to Andrews Jr. to the broken bat. You don't see a bat shatter like that unless you have good movement. As here comes the 2-1 from the right-hander. And it's a foul ball, and the count now two balls and two strikes. Rodemaker trying to work through four innings of relief. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Cruz, and it's inside, count full, 3-2, as Caleb Hobson is on deck. The Grizzlies, their offense has been very lackluster in the month of May, but Fresno, 10 runs yesterday. They have 10 hits today, as Cruz will take called strike three, and that will end the inning. Rodemaker works out of a second and third with no out jam, and the Grizzlies go to the ninth, leading by two. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Fine.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants 3-1 here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark as Sam Weatherly takes over for Albert Pacheco, and Albert Pacheco was dominant this evening. Here's the pitch to Jonah Cox. It's outside, count of 1-0. Albert Pacheco, 8 innings, a career high not only for Pacheco, but the most innings pitched by any Grizzlies pitcher in a game this year. Here's the 1-0 and a fly ball out to right center field. That ball still carrying on Hill, and he will make the catch on the warning track for the first out. It goes F8 as it brings up the left fielder in Wade Meckler. Pacheco allowed just 2 hits, a single in the second inning, and a home run off the bat of Cesar Quintas in the 5th to left field. 1 run it was earned. He had 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and he struck out just 5 batters. As here's the pitch from Weatherly, the call is a strike, counted 0-1. So for Pacheco, his 5 punch outs is not even a season high, but the left-hander was efficient tonight as that swung on and missed. That slider was devastating, and Meckler waves and misses. Count it 1-1. Pacheco threw 94 pitches, by the way, 61 for strikes. Is that pitch in the dirt? And the count now at one ball and two strikes. Here at the bottom of the ninth inning, Sam Weatherly trying to earn a save as that is swung on and missed. And Meckler is out. Went right back to the slider for his first punch out. Two outs now as it brings up the first baseman in Bryce Eldridge. Sam Weatherly trying to finish this game. Weatherly a 2-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. 13th appearance. He has one hold, and he's 1-for-2 in save chances. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Counted 0-1. The Grizzlies looking for a 3-1 win. Modesto leads Stockton 1-0 in the fourth inning. So for Fresno, with a win, will have sole possession of second place in the California League North Division. Here comes the 0-1. And it is a foul ball quickly. No balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us here for Monday Night Baseball, Memorial Day. And for everyone who has served, everyone who continues to serve, thank you so much. But for the ones who have fallen, this day is for you. As here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed. And the Grizzlies, a 3-1 win as they stay undefeated on the road in the first game of a series. Fresno 5-0 now on the road. They have won 3 in a row. They have taken the first 4 games here at Excite Ballpark this season. And the Grizzlies have sole possession of second place. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to go. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to San Jose here at Excite Ballpark for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the San Jose Giants 3-1. Fresno improves to 27-18. San Jose now at 26-19 as the Grizzlies are now in sole possession of second place in the California League North Division. Fresno, 3 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. San Jose, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. They left 2 on base. The winning pitcher is Albert Pacheco, now 2-2. The loss to Shane Rodemaker, now 4-1. The save to Sam Weatherly, his second. Time of the game, 1 hour and 58 minutes. 1 hour and 58 minutes. And that time of game is tied for the shortest time of game this season. Paid crowd of 2,002 here on Memorial Day for Monday Night Baseball. As the Grizzlies, they continue their winning ways. They are now 4-0 here at Excite Ballpark in 2024. They have now won 3 straight games as they won the last 2 in the Rawhide Series, and they win the opener here in this series. The Grizzlies continue their success when scoring first. They are now 21-4 overall, 14-1 on the road. 5-0 on the road in the first game of a series, 7-2 overall. And they win their first Monday game of the year as well. So the Grizzlies, they win 3-1. Let's go through the scoring plays. There was not a lot of them, but the Grizzlies scored first in the bottom of the, or top of the second inning. It was E.J. Andrews Jr., a sacrifice fly, scoring Jason Hinchman, who led off with a single. And then the Grizzlies, they actually end up being tied at 1 after a solo shot from Cesar Quintos, the only run allowed from Albert Pacheco. We'll get to his line in just a moment. It was a solo shot to left field, and we were tied at 1 in the bottom of the 5th. But the Grizzlies scoring a run in the 7th and scoring a run in the 8th. Fresno, a big win in this one. A home run from G.J. Hill. The ball crushed to center field, where the center fielder Jonah Cox did not even know where it was. Hill has now homered in back-to-back games, his 3rd homer of the season. And then in the 8th inning, a single from Caleb Hobson. He stole 2nd. 2 straight productive outs, including a sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer, made it 3-1 Grizzlies. So Fresno, big win right here. Let's go through the offense. Fresno had 10 hits. They had a hit in every inning, 1 hit in every inning until they had 2 in the 9th inning. The leadoff batter had reached base in 7 of the 9 innings, which included a hit in 6 of those innings. Run scored by Hinchman, Hill, and Hobson. RBI for Hill, the home run for him. We also had runs or RBIs from Wimmer and an RBI from E.J. Andrews Jr. 2 walks at the bottom of the lineup for Fadrio Cruz, doubles from Hinchman and Hill, who both extend their on-base streak. Hinchman now has reached base safely in 20 straight games, and G.J. Hill has reached base safely in 14 straight games. Let's go to San Jose's now on the other side, and they just had 2 hits. Quintos, the home run, and then Bench, he had a single in the 2nd inning. Justin Bench, the shortstop. For the pitching side of things, Albert Pacheco was the name of the game. 8 innings, One run, it was earned on two hits, one walk, five strikeouts. The eight innings, a career high for Pacheco. On top of that, the most innings pitched by a Grizzly starter this season and the most innings pitched by a Grizzly starter in the past 2 years. Sam Weatherly picked up the save, a 1-2-3 at the top of the lineup. He struck out a pair, including Wade Meckler on a rehab assignment and top prospect in Bryce Eldridge. On the other side for San Jose, they just used two pitchers as well. Dylan Carmouche, five innings, five hits, one run it was earned, two walks and four strikeouts. And then Shane Rodemaker, he allowed two runs over four innings of work, five hits, no walks. He had four Ks. As the Grizzlies hold on, they beat San Jose 3-1 tonight as they start the series off on the right paw. Fresno now 27-18, and they look for Stockton to beat Modesto tonight to inch a little bit closer in the California League North Division. Modesto leads 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Now, before we leave tonight's game, I want to leave with a special little notice. Today is Memorial Day. I want to give a big shout-out to my grandfather who served and fought for our country in Memorial Day. Memorial Day means a lot for our family and for everyone who has served, who continues to serve, and for the ones who have fallen. Today is your day, and for everyone who gets to do what we get to do every single day, it wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here without all what you have done to serve for our country, and thank you for everyone who has served, who continued to serve, the families, the friends of everyone who has fallen as well, to the heartbreak that goes into it. Memorial Day is not something that we take lightly. From everyone here at the Fresno Grizzlies, Memorial Day, we're blessed to be here. Thank you so much for allowing us to do what we do, and you know that's the perfect way we can say it. So the Fresno Grizzlies, again, for all the sacrifices you make, thank you for making every day possible for everyone like me to be able to be here, be around this game of baseball. We are so blessed. And again, that is how tonight's game ends as the Fresno Grizzlies win 3-1 over the San Jose Giants. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Monday. We will see you Wednesday for more baseball. Brian Perez versus Josh Bostic, a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Have a great night.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.